is beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, that's Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we conclude the series, The Foolishness of Genealogies. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars' message. Up next is the Blackwood Brothers with Because He Lives, after which we will begin Pastor Mars' sermon. Face tomorrow,
It's all foolishness. It's unprofitable. It's vain. So I wrote him back, and I said, you know, I actually quoted him, Isaac Asimov, the famous science fiction writer. He was once asked a question, are you really not a Khazar? See, he was Jewish. He was not a Zionist, but he was a Jewish man. Are you a Khazar? He said, I might be. Looks like a lot of research is done in that area. And he says, I very well could be a Khazar. But he said, you know, I don't waste my time on that stuff. Who cares? I like that. I like Isaac Asimov. You know, he did the book, you've seen the movie, I, Robot. He's done all these robotic movies, and he's the creator of all those. I think the guy wrote hundreds of books, science fiction. I don't care whether I'm a Khazar or not. There you go. I like that. Who cares, he said. Well, these people, these Jews contacted me, they all care. Oh, they care so deeply. They've got to be a Jew. You know why? It'll make money for them. It'll give them the land. It'll kick out the Palestinians, who are, in fact, the true Jews. But, well, read my book, you'll know about that. They've got to hang on. They've got to be known as Jews, or they can't deceive the Christian church anymore. They can't be special. They can't, my goodness. I mean, I'm righteous. I'm good. I know more than other people do. I'm a Jew. Hey, friends, I don't care what you are. But don't tell me you're better than somebody else. Now, let's look at this. Romans chapter 3. Let's go to chapter 2. Paul there talks about circumcision and uncircumcision. He said, I'm ministering to the uncircumcised. And you don't need to be circumcised, Paul said. Because God has circumcised your heart. In other words, he puts the knowledge in there of what to do, of how to obey him, to be a new creature. Verse 28, he says, for he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, whose praise is not of men, but of God. That's it. All these Jews, they want you to praise them. They're special. But you're not, he's not a, I'm outwardly a Jew. You see, well, first of all, you're a Khazar. But even if you were a Jew, it wouldn't matter to Christian. That's endless genealogies. It's going to go on forever and ever. You're bragging, bragging, bragging. You're a Jew if you're one inwardly. But I've been circumcised. Well, golly, zip up your pants, fella. Don't show everybody. Don't tell everybody about it. That's your business if you want to be circumcised. What is it? That doesn't give anybody an advantage. You think it does? Okay, well, fine, but it doesn't matter to me. Verse 9 of chapter 3 says, what then, are we better than they? Talking about the Jews here. Are we better as Jews? He's asked the question right out. What then, are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. The Jew and the Gentile, none of them are righteous. They all should accept Jesus Christ through faith. They don't come to Jesus and say, now I'm a Jew, Lord. Make me your disciple. I think there'll be silence in heaven when he says that. I'm a Jew. I come from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You've got to take me. I have the Abrahamic covenant. Silence in heaven. There's none righteous, no, not one. And then chapter 3 of Romans, it says, where is boasting then? Verse 27. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No. But by the law of faith, that excludes you boasting. If God forgave you of your sins, and it was none of your doing, but all of God's, Praise the Lord Jesus. It was all of his doing. What are you boasting about? Well, I'm Jewish. I'm of this tribe, and I'm of that, and oh, and I'm a Messianic Christian, and I have a Messianic congregation, and God gave me a Jewish wife, and my name is, I don't care. None of that matters to God. He's already said, stop all your endless genealogies. That's unprofitable. It's vain. Verse 28 says, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Now, how many of you out there saying, yeah, but the Jews still have the law? We've got to, I mean, the Jews, you got to understand, the Jews have the law. The Jews have the law. They're going to hell with the law. They're going to hell with the law. Why? Paul said it, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Verse 29 says, is he the God of the Jews only? I mean, this is just, why haven't you read this before, Christian Zionist? Why don't you read the Bible? Why don't you read Romans? Why don't you read Hebrews? Why don't you read Galatians? Goodness gracious. Do I have to stay here every week and hit the same thing? Somebody writes to me and says, you're talking about Jews all the time now. Well, it seems like I have to. The same man came back and gave me his baloney about the Jews are God's chosen people. He just didn't like what I was saying about the Jews. I'm going to keep saying it until he comes back and says, okay, now I get it. Verse 29, is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and uncircumcision through faith. Were you circumcised? Well, good for you. Oh, you're female and you couldn't be circumcised. Well, there's a problem right there, isn't it? Or is it a problem? Doesn't matter, does it? One God, he doesn't need two peoples. Why would God need two peoples? Think about it, friends. Why would God need two peoples? He's got rules for all that are the same, and he puts them in your heart. Now, he's going to explain this to you. Verse 13 of chapter 4. For the promise, remember the promise given Abraham? That he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. The promise came how? Through faith. He was made heir of the world, not of Israel, of the world, through faith. It wasn't the law. It wasn't his race. It wasn't his blood. It wasn't the fact that he was a Babylonian. Oh, what did I just say? Abraham was a Babylonian. Yes, he came from Ur of the Chaldees. That's in Babylonia. Oh, he didn't start off as a Jew? No. Jews not even mentioned as to Abraham. For the promise, that's the promise of God, the promise to given Abraham. What is that? That he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void and the promise made of none effect. It's not of the law. The Jews can't say, well, we have the law and that's why we have the promise. We're the heirs. Boy, they haven't read the Bible. What does Galatians chapter 3, verse 29 says? It says, And if ye be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. You're the heir of Abraham. You've got the promise given Abraham. You're the seed of Abraham. But I'm just a Gentile. I can't have the seed. I'm not the seed. Well, you don't have to be then. Just disavow it. Lord, I disavow you. I'm not the seed of Abraham. I'm not the heir. I'm not the promise. You see, when Jesus gave you the faith, you have the faith and you believe in him, then guess what? You become the seed of Abraham and you're an heir. You have the promise. What is that promise? You're going to go to heaven. You're going to have the kingdom of God in your heart. That's the promise. That's the promise. That is the promise. Verse 16 says, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Who is he the father of? Us all. Are you part of all? You don't want to be part of all? Okay, then get out. You're not part of all. You're not part of Christ. You don't have, you're not fitted in that perfect frame. You're not in, you're not, no, no, you're not the temple of God. You're not part of the temple. You've already said it. I'm not the seed of Abraham. I don't have the promise given Abraham. I'm not an heir. Okay, then you're not. The tongue is a mighty instrument. Speak the tongue and it will be done. But it's a faith. Are you a faith? Then you can be the seed. You can have the promise. Because Abraham is the father of us all, Gentile and Jew. It doesn't make a difference at all. As it is written, verse 17, I have made thee a father of many nations.
No, no, he's just a father of Israel now. Text, you misunderstand that they're the seed and he's the father of Israel.
Would you listen to God's word? Don't listen to Tex Mars. I'm a half idiot. I don't have brains. I don't know anything, but I can read. I can read. I can understand. And I trust in God. I have faith in him. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. That's what he told Abraham. Verse 18 says, who, Abraham, against hope, believe in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Oh my goodness. He staggered not, verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone. Listen to this. It was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. If you believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, do you believe in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ? Then it's been imputed to you for righteousness. Well, I need to do certain things. I have works I have to do. No, 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 no. Maybe you have works to do. Maybe God's got a great mission for you. But that's not what will make you the heir. It will not give you the promise. You will not have the righteousness that is needed. That's what's needed. Righteousness, not your works, not your acts. If you believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, then your genealogy is unprofitable. Your genealogy may be endless and ongoing, and you can strive forever about it. You may not be happy with the first DNA analysis. You may choose send it to a second company or a third company. Here, analyze my DNA. I want it to say this or that. That's what these Khazars are saying. I don't like finding out that I'm not a Jew. I want to be one. Redo it. God will not redo the helix. He will not redo the DNA. It's done. But guess what, Khazar? You're just like Tex Mars. You're just like every other person listening to this program. You who accept Jesus Christ, who believe that he was raised from the dead, you're greater than a Jew or a Gentile. You're a Christian. You're the greatest person in the world. You have the kingdom of God in your heart. Christ in you, the hope of glory.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.